The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a beautiful, bright, sunshiny Monday here in Margate. It is the 15th of May. We are just about halfway through the month. And, of course, we welcome all those people that have shopped in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center since we opened in December. Hopefully that you enjoyed your shopping experience and you were able to save quite a bit of money because of our everyday low prices. I did want to make mention that this past weekend I was in New York City to visit with some friends of mine who I hadn't seen in about a year because we have an annual high school reunion celebration that we take place. We have one here in Florida, and we have one up in New York. And the one in New York was only six of us because those are the hard-nosed people that want to live in New York. And we down here had 60 people attending the one that was a couple of months ago for the 60th high school reunion from George Wingate High School in Brooklyn. Many of our listeners that do listen to the show know of me and know of my background going to the George Wingate High School, graduating in 1957. And my dear friends, Jules Liebman, Barry Sacker, Lenny Silverberg, Eddie, and Eddie, his last name is, it'll come to me in a moment, and Eddie Sherman and Steve Geffner. All these guys I grew up with since the third grade. And it was a pleasure to be with them. We were at the Rayo's in Manhattan, or in New York and Harlem, having a great Italian food dinner, which we all enjoyed immensely, and chewed over some old times, which we thoroughly enjoyed, bringing back memories of past years and some fabulous memories of some of the teachers that we had in school, which gave us a lot of smiles and a lot of pleasure. So we look forward to doing that again next year in New York and, of course, doing it down here in South Florida as we do or have done for the past 30 years. This is our 60th, and we're looking forward to our 61st. But today I want to make mention to the fact that Janet Cimarelli is on vacation till the 25th of this month, which is a Thursday, and she'll be returning. And we do have a very, very special guest with me today. And a young lady who has developed what I consider to be one of the most exciting products to come along in many, many years in the natural product industry. So let me bring on our very special guest, Pam Ross, who's going to talk to us about herself and why she developed this particular product. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Al. Thank you for having me here today.
It is a pleasure to have you. I know we've done radio shows before when I owned Tunney's. And I know that the product that you introduced many years ago has been a tremendous success to help people. Give our listeners a little background about your history, so to speak. You're a young, pretty young woman who has been in the industry in various forms. So give our listeners a little heads up as to what it is that you are and what you brought to the industry.
Sure. So I'm a PA. I graduated from Midwestern University.
Okay, we will do that. You go ahead, Pam. I'll take care of this.
Sure, I'm a PA. I graduated from Midwestern University. I have an undergrad in nutrition and food science from Cal State. And I ended up opening up a clinic, and we ended up focusing on chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. Anyway, long story short, we find out that that a lot of those people suffered just because their physicians don't believe them and sent them away without any real diagnosis except that you have fibromyalgia, which doesn't show up on a blood test.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, We went with a focus of chronic viral infections, so we would test for virus, and we found it in about every single case, and it usually wasn't one or two, it was several, and so I had made this little chart in a book that I wrote, very short book, but we tested primarily for the herpes viruses, which a lot of people freak out when they hear the word herpes. But it's quite a broad spectrum, anywhere from the well-known herpes 1 and 2 to chickenpox, Epstein-Barr, cytomegalovirus, roseola. Those are all herpes viruses. And actually, herpes is 1 through 8. And the Kaposi sarcoma, that's, I believe, herpes 8. Mm-hmm. The Kaposi sarcoma that you'll see. Primarily found in people that are extremely immunocompromised. But the symptoms can be anything from a simple sore throat to joint stiffness, enlarged spleen, depression, fatigue, weakness, like I said, GI distress. You could have muscle pain, myocarditis, pericarditis, seizures, all kinds of different things. And when these people would go in to see their physician, they'd run all these tests, and they all come back negative. And so when they came to our clinic, we'd run these viral tests and find that they're fighting these viruses on a daily basis. So we ended up using antivirals, and we had success, except that it's hard to stay compliant because of the side effects. So now you have a long list of symptoms, but now you've added to it with a GI distress and headaches due to the antivirals. So I ended up looking into a natural antiviral, which I, you know, the FDA says you really can't say that.
Right. You can't make claims.
No, I can't make any claims. But we ended up calling it Virasyl, and basically all it is, it's a multi-spectrum vitamin. Multivitamin mineral supplement.
Mm-hmm.
And it has over 70 different minerals in it. Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize twice, he's the one that said you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment to a mineral deficiency. And a lot of the foods that we eat, as everybody knows, I'm sure, that the soils are basically deplete in minerals.
Exactly.
We're down to about maybe 12 or 13 in the soil anymore. Mm. So that translates into a mineral deficiency for about anybody trying to even eat right. So if you can get a mineral supplement that's broad spectrum, then you can start filling in the blanks, and then the joint pain goes away or diminishes, and the GI distress starts to clear up.
Well, before we get into Virasyl, if we can go back to your studies and the research that you did when you worked in the clinic as a PA, you mentioned the fact that the blood tests taken or blood workups showing no symptoms or no sign of what could be a situation like Epstein-Barr or fibromyalgia. Now, since that time that you experienced that, have there been further tests developed that would show signs of either one of those two particular diseases? I'll call them diseases for lack of a better word, or symptoms of a particular disease. Is there a way to measure it now?
Nope.
So they still can't measure it no matter what they do?
There's no blood marker for fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome.
So now we're dealing with symptoms only, where the patient comes in and says, I have these symptoms. What is causing these symptoms to react in my body this way?
That's correct. And the only reason that they call it a disease is because now they have a prescription for it.
Ah, okay. So let's get into the fact now. When this was coming about, how many years ago are we talking?
2007, 8.
Okay.
Is
so
when
we,
I got involved.
We're talking about 10 years ago.
Right.
And at that particular point, some big wig in the pharmaceutical industry or a particular pharmaceutical company said, we have to come up with a plan to help people solve their problem by coming up with a pharmaceutical that is going to sell for these two particular diseases, chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. And from that point on, doctors then prescribed these different pharmaceuticals to people who came in with the symptoms.
Right.
Can we mention the name of the pharmaceuticals?
I'm not going to. But all I can tell you is that it's an anti-seizure medication.
Anti-seizure?
Is what it is.
Okay. But fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, to my knowledge, is not something you do as a seizure.
Right.
So the anti-seizure pharmaceutical supposedly helped the people solve their symptoms.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. Right.
If you listen to the commercial, you'd be scared to death to take it.
Because of the side effects.
Right.
Well, that seems to be a major problem with every pharmaceutical you hear about today because they're so prominent on TV.
That's correct.
So if people went on these anti-seizure medications that were prescribed for fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue, and they noticed that there were no symptoms or their symptoms did not regress or did get any better, what was their next step? Or was there a next step?
Right. Well, oftentimes people self-medicate. So they'll just keep shopping it around until they come up with something. And oftentimes, you know, people end up on painkillers, and many of those people end up overdosing. It happens.
That's a major problem today.
It's a big problem.
So you're talking about opiates that would solve the pain issue.
Correct.
Which get them hooked on the opiates, and they have no other choice but to continue on the opiates until they overdose.
It happens a lot.
There's no question about it. It seems to be a major problem here in South Florida.
I think it's a problem all over the United States.
With the pain issue?
Yes.
So at this particular point, if people are on these pain meds or the opiates or something similar to what they would consider to be a relief, and that's what we're talking about, right? A relief. We're not talking about curing anything.
No, I can't use that word either.
Right. So all the pharmaceuticals could do is ease up.
Alleviate.
On the symptoms. So in your opinion, what does it take to solve an issue when somebody is diagnosed with either fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue? Is there a way to overcome it?
Yes. It doesn't happen overnight. You have to back yourself out of a corner, and these people have usually been suffering for quite some time. So I said that there really is no blood test. So then how do you get diagnosed, right? So it's got to be the trigger points. I'm certain that you've heard of trigger points.
Yes.
The doctor will come poke all over.
Right.
Does this hurt? Does this hurt? And if you have 11 out of 15 or whatever the number is, that's your diagnosis.
Well, we're coming up on an intermission for the show, Pam. So let's take a break for a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. This is Al Foreman. My very special guest today is Pam Ross. And we're going to be talking about more involvement with as it relates to chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. So stay with us. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655. Has a special introductory offer at Janet's office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Come in anytime and receive a $5 coupon toward any of Janet's best cookies and bars. One per customer. You must have a consult with Janet to purchase these medically formulated weight loss products. The consultation is free. The weekly weigh-in is free. And the weight loss cookies and bars are at Save-A-Lot prices. Lose fat, spare lean muscle, lower blood sugar levels, and balance HDL, LDL cholesterol as you shape your body. Shed the pounds with magically formulated cookies and bars that provide essential protein content, necessary fiber, and low sugar in a great-tasting food. Consults are available Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Call 754-307-1655 for Janet Cimarelli's hours. 754-307-1655.
morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It's a beautiful Monday morning here. It's May 15th. I am sitting in the Save a Lot Nutrition Center office that Janet Cimarelli usually occupies. She is away on vacation. She will be returning on the 25th of this month, which is a Thursday, at her regular time of 11 till 2. And Friday, she's here from 4 to 7, Saturday 1 to 5, and, of course, she's here on Monday and Tuesday as well. Monday is from 2 to 5, and Tuesday is from 11 to 2. So she'll be back on the 25th, and we welcome those people that would like to visit with her and speak to her about any health challenges you may have to please stop in and see her. We'll make announcements as we continue on the week as to her arrival back on the 25th. Our very special guest today is Pam Ross, and the subject that we're speaking about is the issue of pain as it relates to fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. And Pam has been explaining the fact that there is no blood workup that can determine whether or not you can be diagnosed with either chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia. It's strictly a doctor's opinion or assessment based upon the symptoms that the patient comes in to see him with. And everything that we left off with at the prior to the break had to do with the doctor using the expression used was what, Pam? Finger pointing or something?
The trigger points.
Trigger points to where the pain is coming from. And before we get to that point, though, how do you think fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue materializes?
I think that your immune system is, it's got holes in it, if you will. So, and I just think it could be as simple as not getting the nutrients that you need to make everything work perfect. So in other words, you need minerals to activate certain vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you have everything flowing the way that your metabolic pathway should, things aren't optimal. And then you are susceptible to, say, viruses, bacteria, fungus, whatever. So in order to, and then what happens is it brews for a while and it becomes a problem, kind of like a Petri dish.
Mm-hmm.
These things just, it become chronic. So viruses obviously are, they're everywhere. It's airborne.
Right.
And it's contagious. You can go take an antiviral and then expose yourself to it when you're done and you got it all over again. But I think that if you could just patch up your immune system, make every metabolic pathway run optimally, you're not going to be as susceptible anymore.
So we're back to my belief and Janet Cimarelli's belief that prevention is the best cure-all for most ailments that are in the body. And
right.
As you pointed out, somebody has to start with the amount or the type of food and nutrients they're putting into their body.
Absolutely.
So that's what it comes down to as number one.
Right.
And do you have, based upon all your experience in dealing with all these issues, I'm sure that organic foods have to be number one on your list. What are some of the other things that you instruct people to do with respect to the intake of food?
So let me give you an example. We used to do blood draws and test everybody's vitamin D level.
D.
D. D as in dog.
Okay.
Now, how is it that in the state of Florida, everybody has a vitamin D deficiency when you get vitamin D from the sun?
Maybe not in the sun.
Okay. But you can also get it from food. You should be able to acquire enough vitamin D from food, correct?
Okay.
Right? So vitamin D is also a hormone.
Right.
You need one mineral in order to activate vitamin D. It's called boron.
Now, see, that's an interesting point that you brought up, because I think most people never heard of boron.
That's probably true.
And when it's involved in a supplement as a multivitamin, I don't think I've ever seen more than 3 milligrams.
That's correct.
Of boron in any multivitamin. So what does someone do?
Well, if you have a boron deficiency, which is only one mineral out of, say, 70,
right,
you probably have other mineral deficiencies. So you need a good full spectrum mineral supplement in order to activate all of these other vitamins.
So you're talking about a full spectrum mineral supplement that contains all 70 of the elements necessary in the chart.
That's correct, or as close as you can get. For example, cobalt. Who's heard of cobalt?
I'm sure most people haven't.
No, I'm not. Yeah, until I got into it, I wasn't sure of it either. But it's a coenzyme for vitamin B12.
All right, so it helps the
activate
body.
B12, right. Okay. So now if you have any anemia issues, maybe it's – I don't know. You could go on and on. This is – you kind of get into a wormhole with all these different minerals that help activate and synthesize vitamins that you take. So let's say you're taking a handful of vitamins. Well, unless you have the mineral to activate it, you may not get the full effect of the vitamin.
Well, then let me throw this out, because I think the multivitamins that we have here at Save-A-Lot by the nationally known manufacturers that we have here to serve the public with, all are a combination formula where they have minerals, vitamins, and other nutrients that are supposed to help the body.
That's correct. And you have the best supply I've ever seen.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the
accolade.
You've
been at this for a while. This is a beautiful store you have here.
Thank you.
And your prices are so low.
Well, that's a plus benefit that we want to give to our consumers, because I think in order to help prevent getting illness, you have to be able to afford what you're putting into your body. So it's most important that we give the consumer the best possible price. And we do that with EDLP, which are everyday low prices. So getting back to the issue of multivitamins and minerals, you then would recommend that people first tackle the issue of food. Now, food, in your belief, even if you're eating organic, are you still getting enough of the vitamins and minerals that the body needs to ward off any possible illnesses?
It's a tough call, because you go right back to the soils. The soils are mineral deplete. They don't have enough minerals in the soil anymore. If you go out and take a sample, you're probably going to find 12 or 13 minerals in the soil where there should be 70 minerals.
Mm-hmm. All right. So then you're saying that people should supplement.
You know, if maybe they have their own gardens. I don't know everybody's story, but I think that anybody that's experiencing undue stress, undue fatigue, undue pain, I think you ought to think about supplements.
All right. Well, getting back to the issue of fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, how would you venture to say someone acquires that?
Because they've got holes in their immune system only because all their metabolic pathways aren't running optimally, and that would be just a lack of nutrients, the proper nutrients.
So it's definitely a combination formula, and killing the pain is not the answer.
No, you're just making it worse.
All right, so people then have to look for a way to not only alleviate the pain, but to ease the symptom and avoid unnecessary hardship by sustaining themselves with the pain from the fibromyalgia or the chronic fatigue. Is that correct?
Al, look at you. You're in fantastic shape. I don't know how old you are. I'm not going to ask.
I'm 77.
Because I don't want you to ask me how old I am.
But no, 77 is my age.
Your eyes are bright. Yeah. Your skin is perfect. And you don't look like you're in any pain.
That's true.
And you have more energy than most people I've ever met.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
But I think that you know your supplements. And I would say that God made us beautiful, and all of us, we have the function of the human body is absolutely incredible, don't you admit?
No question about it.
And we all have the equipment to run a full life, so that you can wake up vibrant, go out, do what you want, and enjoy life. And if there's holes because you don't get in the right nutrients, your day's not so good. You know, you wake up tired and achy. It doesn't have to be like that.
That is true. From your experience when you were dealing with the clinic as the PA, did you find age groups more adhering to the chronic fatigue fibromyalgia category?
That was probably the biggest eye-opener. They grouped, if you read about chronic fatigue fibromyalgia, they'll say, it mainly affects women in their 40s or 50s. We had kids coming in 18 years old that were in pain.
And due to the fibromyalgia or the chronic fatigue?
Well, which is a label, I realize. But if you drew blood work on them, they were fine.
Uh-huh. So you're back to the symptoms again.
Right.
So people didn't have too much of a choice when they were diagnosed by the doctor, their medical doctor or practitioner, with the pain because they had no substantiation to prove that it was coming from either one of those two particular causes.
Right. So the doctor's going to load them up. They're going to if someone comes in with pain or fatigue and they can't figure out why, right? The doctor's there to help. Okay. He has a duty and he's a doctor because he wants to help others.
Correct. Exactly.
So I'm saying that now. But what you're going to do is you're just going to keep giving them something until it works. And typically what they're going to give them, they're going to give them pain meds, antivirals, antibiotics, sleep meds, muscle relaxers, antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications. The list goes on depending upon their symptoms. And they're just going to keep coming back until they find some relief, which down the road, you know, did that work or not?
Well, they can. I guess they can also get relief for a couple of weeks. Then the relief gets lost. It doesn't help anymore. And they switch meds to something else. And it's a vicious cycle. It's a merry-go-round of trying one pharmaceutical after another for a period of 2 or 3 or 4 weeks or a month even. And knowing that there is a relief, but after the relief is over, you're looking and seeking for something else to take over.
That's right, because it doesn't work anymore.
So we're back to what people can do to help their immune system and what they have to do to help their immune system. In all your experience, Pam, would you venture to say that the same situation arises with herpes? Or is herpes a totally different category that people have to be well aware of because that can be diagnosed? Is that correct?
Well, see, so it's sort of, when you look at the herpes viruses, and like I said, people are probably freaking out. I can't believe she said the word herpes on radio. But people don't understand that, you know, that is chickenpox. That is Epstein-Barr. That is cytomegalovirus. That is roseola. Okay, so there's many forms of herpes virus. But it's sort of secondary. So if your metabolic pathways aren't running optimally because you have a mineral deficiency, you're just susceptible to these common viruses. These are very common viruses. Anybody can get these.
So you classify the herpes, fibromyalgia, and chronic fatigue as a viral problem?
It can be.
All right, so we're going to get into that because I hear the music, which leads me to believe that we're coming up on an intermission for a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Our very special guest today is Pam Ross. And we're speaking about some of the conditions that people have been faced with for many, many years that helping with pharmaceuticals may not be the only answer that people have to turn to. So when we come back from this break, we're going to explore some more possibilities people can use to help overcome those issues. Stay tuned. Back in a couple of minutes.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products containing no harmful chemicals. Products that support your good health and the health of our world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. Support your good health with all the natural products at great prices. Fabulous prices. Unmatched prices. All at Save A Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman with the Save A Lot Nutrition Hour. It's a beautiful Monday. It's May 15th, and we're speaking with our very, very special guest, Pam Ross. The store is located at 3105 North State Road 7, which is a half a mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7, also known as 441. We are in the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center. The Penn Dutch Supermarket is at the north end of the shopping center. We are on the south end. And we are open tonight until 8 o'clock, as we are Monday through Friday. The hours on Saturday are from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we are closed Sundays and holidays. In fact, the upcoming holiday, which is going to take place 2 weeks from today, we will be closed, which is the 29th of May for Memorial Day. So you may want to mark that on your calendars. Not sure if we'll be doing a live show that day, but I'm sure we'll be letting you know as time progresses. The store hours are 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday to Friday, Saturday 9 to 6, and our very special guest today is Pam Ross, and we're speaking about many different issues having to do with the body where it doesn't function properly, either because of a herpes virus or because of fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue. So when we left off at the break, Pam, we were talking about the issue of herpes and how there are so many different kinds of herpes that people may, let's say, fall into a trap and not understand why they have to take care of their body if they're diagnosed with herpes. Now, can herpes be diagnosed with blood work?
Yes.
Okay. So now we have something concrete that people can go on.
Correct.
So what do you, in your opinion, seek to have people do? I know you're going to be here today after the radio show till noon, and you have a very interesting piece of literature that you'd like to share with our listeners. Can you give our listeners a overview or a pinpoint description of what this piece of literature is going to teach them or show them?
Yes. So, like we were discussing earlier, if your immune system is running optimally, and if all of your metabolic pathways are running smooth because you have all of the minerals working as coenzymes and activating the vitamins, this is going to give you some continuity for all of your bodily functions, correct? And therefore, you're not going to be worried about catching a cold or flu or any viruses because you're running optimally. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not made to get sick. We're actually made to overcome the things that we live in. Fungus, molds, bacterias, virus, mm-hmm. all these things. We're strong enough. We have the equipment. We just have to keep the equipment up to date, make sure it's got all of its elements, and you don't have to spend your time being sick, in pain, tired. That's not the way it's supposed to be. I used to say, spend your next sick day like Ferris Bueller. Right? Take those sick days and go out and have some fun.
There you go. Without a doubt.
It doesn't have to be like that.
But give our listeners a heads up about what is in this particular
sure.
brochure that they can sink their teeth into and try and understand how their situation can be corrected.
So, essentially, I have a little box there, and let's see what it says here. I have to look at this for a little bit. So, do you have fatigue? Do you have joint pain, muscle pain, nerve pain, brain fog, digestive issues, sensitivities, meaning allergies? And if you answer yes to any of those, probably you have a mineral deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I want to say this, Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize twice, he said you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment to a mineral deficiency. And like we were talking about earlier, these minerals activate vitamins, like boron activates vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
Cobalt is a coenzyme for B12. So what I did was I made a list of all these different elements, and you can see, and I didn't make it up. I used the references are the Office of Dietary Supplements, National Institutes of Health, and whatnot. So this isn't anything that I came up with on my own. This is just basically a research paper. But it indicates that, for example, strontium. Strontium is essential for bone health.
It's a mineral that I think most people are becoming aware of. And it's an important part of what they have to put into their bodies.
Right. So if you come in and you think, well, I must have a mineral deficiency, well, how do you know which one? There's probably 70 different minerals. And if you have one deficiency, you've probably got more than one.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you begin? So if you can find a multi-spectrum mineral supplement, that way you can kind of take the guesswork out of it. And then the foods that you eat will translate into reestablishing all those metabolic pathways so that you can put your immune system back together. You can walk into a clinic or into a kindergarten, and you know the exposure you're going to get with all the viruses, bugs. You don't have to worry about it. You're equipped. You have the equipment to handle those.
Well, in this brochure, you list many different minerals. And you have a couple that you consider to be more, let's say, effective or that may not be as well known as some of the other ones. And I'm speaking about the shilajit and the fulvic acid.
Okay. So when we put together this mineral supplement, I didn't want to leave anything out. And I wanted it to be a plant-based mineral mm-hmm. versus taking it from a rock.
Right.
And therefore, it's more bioavailable if it already comes from a plant. So within the plant, not only are you getting all the minerals, but you're going to get some RNA and DNA, small strands, mind
right.
you, and it's from the plant, and it's bioactive photosynthetic materials. So within it, so it's kind of live, if you will, the mineral supplement. So versus getting a supplement, mineral supplement from rock source,
right.
this is plant source. So it's more bioavailable and it's rich. And so what we did was we found two sources and we mixed it. So the one has humic acid, and humic acid is probably better known in agriculture. And what it does is it helps the plant to uptake the nutrient.
Right.
So that's in there. But then the shilajit, which has been used in Ayurvedic medicine for thousands of years,
yes.
that's full of fulvic acid. And that's another one so the explanation here is it's a small, complex, naturally occurring organic acid. It's water-soluble and extremely bioactive. So the fulvic acid is water-soluble, and the humic acid is not. But you need both. It all works together. And that's what makes it
effective. Well, I think that's the key point, is that over the years that you have been promoting this product and selling this product for the many benefits that it achieves, you have found it to be the best way to take it, and that is with food and water?
That's correct. Yeah, and you want it to be non-chlorinated water.
All right, why is that so important?
You know, I remember when I'd go around and do talks on this, and I'd tell people, trying to drink water that's non-chlorinated. When was it ever okay to drink chlorine? I just was curious.
Well, I think it's because people are maybe blinded to what's in their water, because there are some municipalities that do put chlorine into their water. And they may not be hearing it here in Margate that it has it, but there could be other counties that are in the state of Florida that still have chlorine in the water.
And then the whole lecture would shift to water filters and and different shower heads.
Well, again, as you pointed out, we're exposed to many different toxins. It's totally around us. And we have to do everything we can to avoid them in every possible which way. And I think the point you brought up about the immune system is so important that people have to really digest that fact to know that they must take care of their immune system in order to prevent themselves from getting any of these diseases that cause them a great deal of stress and anxiety and illness, which nobody wants. So let's talk a little bit about Virasil, which is the particular product that you have developed over many years, helping people overcome the issue of pain and discomfort when it comes to fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and the herpes virus. And your recommended dose clearly states on the bottle all they need is 2 capsules a day.
Correct.
And why is that?
I think it's enough. The product has the full spectrum of minerals. And, you know, there's no sense wasting it. I mean, you only need 2 capsules. It should be enough. And that's a 1-month supply. Also, I wanted to state that, you know, humic acid and fulvic acid is probably new for a lot of people. They've probably never heard of it. And I just wanted to clarify, the fulvic is F-U-L-V-I-C. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about folic, which
right.
is a B vitamin.
Right.
And then also, there are other supplements now that are adding the fulvic acid to their supplements mm-hmm. because they know now that it will activate the original form, whatever they're, so like let's say they're selling a B vitamin.
Right.
They're probably going to add a little fulvic acid in there, which is the Shilajit.
Okay. So you've enlightened our listeners now.
A lot of people, a lot of supplements, I can run around your store and probably find, well, I know who has fulvic in their supplement, and the reason they're doing it is to activate it so that your body can accept it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to do, we're coming up on our last intermission before we have to say goodbye to our listeners. But I do want to make mention, to let our listeners know that the particular item that we're speaking about with Pam Ross today is called Virasil, and it's a bottle of 60 capsules, and we have an everyday low price of $35.99 on the product. Today only, up until 8 o'clock tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to give you the opportunity to buy this product at 20% less than our everyday low price of $35.99. And to companion the product with Virasil, what we're going to do is give you the opportunity to buy a line of product that I believe in pinpoints a lot of condition-specific formulas that we have been speaking about. And I'm speaking about a company called Red Remedies. That's R-E-D-D Remedies. And you'll be able to buy those particular products in addition to the Virasil at 20% less than our everyday low price. You're listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. This is Al Foreman. Our very special guest today is Pam Ross. And when we come back, we're going to review some of the other ingredients that are in this particular product called Virasil. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in 2 easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry magnesine, lychee in 2 easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in 2 capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products that contain no harmful chemicals. Products that support your good health and the health of the world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. All of these support your good health with natural products, natural ingredients at great prices, fabulous prices, unmatched prices, all at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 754-307-1655.
Please. This is Alan Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It's Monday, the 15th of May, and we're speaking with our very, very special guest, Pam Ross. And the topic is covering the herpes virus, is covering fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue and other pain points in the body that may be overcome if you can get used to using the Virasil product, which is a two-capsule-a-day formula. And just to make everything clear to our listeners, what we want to do is Pam is going to read you some of the ingredients that are in this particular formula because, again, I think it's important for people to know how they can overcome a problem that they may be dealing with for many, many years without realizing something simple and easy as prevention using Virasil can help solve their health issues and make them feel a whole lot better. So, Pam, give our listeners a heads up about what is in Virasil that makes this so effective.
Al, are you sure we have time for this? This is a long list.
Well, I think our listeners deserve to hear it. No question about it.
All right. Half these I can't pronounce. You know that, right?
All right. Well, we'll the best we can.
All right. Here we go. Antimony, barium, beryllium, bismuth, boron, bromine, calcium, carbon, cerium, cesium, chloride, chromium, cobalt, copper. Here's one I can't pronounce. Erbium, europium, fluorine, gadolinium, gallium, geranium, gold, iodine, iridium, iron, lithium, lutetium, magnesium, manganese, niacin, nickel, nitrogen, oxygen, palladium, phosphorus, platinum, potassium, rhodium, rubidium, ruthenium, samarium, selenium, silver, sodium, strontium, sulfur, thallium, tin, titanium, tungsten, rubidium, zinc, zirconium. And then it also has a few amino acids. Remember, this is plant-based, so you're going to get all
right.
This. So you've got alanine, glutamic acid, glycine, histidine, isoleucine, methionine, phenylalanine, serine, threonine, tryptophan, valine, and then the humic and fulvic acid.
All right, so based upon this list, this complete list of minerals and aminos, in all your experience in dealing with people with those issues, Pam, and in using Virasil as an effective treatment for people to help alleviate some of the issues that they're faced with, have you come across anybody that would not be able to take Virasil?
No.
So in your opinion, everybody that is suffering in the way we've been discussing for this last almost hour, you feel comfortable that they can take the product and get some effective relief.
I haven't met anybody yet that was allergic to a mineral.
I couldn't agree with you more. And so that's what makes this particular product so effective.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the fact that it also should be used two capsules a day with food and water.
Correct.
Can it ever be taken on an empty stomach?
Yes. I have had a couple people call in and say that it lowered their blood sugars. I do have one client who buys it strictly to keep her blood sugar under control.
That's interesting.
So if you do take it on an empty stomach and you find yourself feeling hypoglycemic, then just take it with food.
Talking about blood sugar imbalances or balances, have you done any studies with how it affects A1C category with respect to people that have a blood sugar imbalance?
You know, you have touched on something that I want to do. Except that I don't have a few extra $100,000 laying around. Those tests are mighty expensive. I would like to do that one day. And what I did in my clinic was I did do before and after blood work. I would do like a complete metabolic panel.
Uh-huh.
And I did find that their chemistries leveled out significantly. But the problem with it is that it's first party. It's not a third-party data, so no one's going to look at it because it's my own clinic, my own product, my own patients. But I have it, and we had great success with that, and people just took it because they felt better. And then we also had people that called in and said, well, you know, I take it so that I can go to sleep at night, when other people would prefer to take it in the morning because they find that they stay up later if they take it at night.
Uh-huh.
So I just say, take it in the morning. probably take it with food. If you have any blood sugar issues at all, definitely take it with some food.
Now, let me ask you another point. I'm not sure if it has any bearing on what we're speaking about, but I just wonder, when you had your clinic and the people came in with either the issues of herpes, fibromyalgia, or chronic fatigue, did you find that most of the people were overweight?
No.
They were not overweight?
Nope.
They were at their, let's say, best weight or ideal weight?
I would say that, so if you're in pain and you're suffering, probably you're going to lose weight.
Uh-huh, okay.
Pain has an unusual effect on the body, which none of them are good. Pain can cause high blood pressure. Pain can cause fever. All different kinds of things. So, no, weight didn't really have anything to do with it.
So your opinion would be that they were at their best possible weight, and they didn't it didn't cause them to overeat?
No.
Because they were in pain.
Right. Actually, usually people in pain won't eat. You'll notice, too, when people come in and they're in pain, they don't breathe. Have you ever noticed that? If you're sitting here talking to somebody in the store and you can see they're in pain, they're not breathing. They're trying to...
I did notice that, but I'll certainly look at that as an example, for sure.
Yeah. It affects your whole body. It affects your thought process, everything. Pain is no good.
All right, so if people use Virasil based upon the discussion about weight gain, that's not going to help them gain weight because it takes them out of pain. You're back to the issue of eating properly. And the worst, I think, ingredient that people could use is sugar.
Absolutely.
And sugar is a killer for almost everybody. And you can't escape it because it's around us. You just have to shut your mouth to ingesting it is the only way to overcome it.
It's tough.
There's no other way. You're right. It is tough.
It's tough.
But people have to make amends, and they have to make a way around eating sugar, and they have to find what's best for them. There are no two solutions to the same person. Each person is different in how they have to treat it.
That is absolutely correct. And you really do need to just sit down. And I mean, I'm talking as a practitioner, but you really do need to, first of all, you need to believe your patient. You need to listen to him. You know, I was at this health fair one time, and this guy across the aisle, who was another vendor, he came over to me and he said, "What do you do?" And I said, "We specialize in chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia." He looked at me and said, "Well, how do you treat them?" I said, "With respect."
Good answer.
And he reached across the table and he extended his hand for me to shake. And he introduced himself and he said, "My best friend died from fibromyalgia." Emotion rippling over his face. I said, "I'm so sorry. What happened?" And he said, "She overdosed from pain meds."
Hmm. Major issue today for sure. No question about it. And it has to be dealt with. And it's unfortunate that people still turn to the pharmaceuticals because it gives them the relief that they're looking for, whereas they could take something easy and simple, like Virasil, and control what they put into their body to make the pain go away.
And as you said earlier, it's not a one-step solution. It's going to be many things.
Exactly,
and,
right.
And you have to – there's so many things to address, lifestyle and obviously diet. But, you know, you develop bad habits when you're in pain. That's just the way it is. You're hooked on meds and you find yourself doing things you probably wouldn't otherwise.
So true. And I know that people that are listening to the show right now, if you have any interest in speaking to Pam Ross, she will be here until noon today. So please feel free to stop in and speak with her about any issues that you may have as it relates to our discussion today. And if you'd like to rehear this particular show, it will be on our archive show website, which is www.SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Again, SaveALotNutritionCenters.com is the website. You'll find all the archived radio shows. So if you missed any part of this show with Pam Ross today, please feel free to go back and listen to it again. But Pam, again, will be available here at SaveALot until noon today, discussing with you any issues that you may have as it relates to chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, or any of the herpes viruses. And you mentioned that there were eight different herpes viruses that people could be affected by. And in your opinion, you feel a Virasil would be a great adjunct or add to their supplement regimen to help them overcome the issues of what we spoke about today. And the Virasil itself is $35.99. You can buy that today up to 8 o'clock tonight at 20% less than the everyday low price. Plus, you'll have the opportunity to speak to Pam Ross, and you'll also have the opportunity to buy any of the Red Remedies, which are condition-specific formulas that you can use in the treatment of any issues that you may have. And I think it's always nice to know that there are preventive measures that you can take, such as we were discussing today. So this is Alan Foreman. I want to thank Pam Ross. Pam, thank you very much for being with us today. You were a great guest. You shared a lot of great information, and I hope that our listeners really appreciated it. We'll be back tomorrow at our regular time of 10 o'clock. We have another very special guest tomorrow, Dr. Buck Campbell. And we'll be speaking about women's issues tomorrow, so you definitely want to stay tuned. So for Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, this is Alan Foreman. Have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.